I grew up the sibling who was the sensitive one, and what I've come to realize right now at the age of 27, 27 years of not understanding what that actually means, objectively, just being able to understand that, everyone should aspire to be sensitive, because to be sensitive is to have a higher sense. To be sensitive is to have a higher sensitivity to what is going on. So you have a higher sense of things. So you are a person who overstands people a lot of the time, which is why sensitive people tend to feel misunderstood, because we feel way more than other people can. And because we live in a world where everything is so patrilineal and therefore logical and glorified, when a lot of people have lost that ability or simply don't have it. And I feel sorry for them, because people who are not able to be sensitive cannot express themselves mentally and emotionally at the same time in an eloquent way. They're usually intimidated by people who can. And I know that people who call people sensitive, I know that it's just expressing something out of feeling intimidated by the fact that they cannot communicate at the same capacity that I can. And what made me realize that was, I tend to come across people, men especially, who will tell me that they don't know what to say, or they feel like they're going to say something wrong. And at first I thought, am I attacking them? But one time somebody said that to me, who doesn't even say much at all, ever, when we communicate, which is what my problem with them actually is. And in that moment, I genuinely felt bad for him, because I'm like, he feels intimidated right now, not because I'm actually doing something wrong, but because I'm so intellectual and I'm so able to understand things for what they are in a way that he cannot. I'm able to process things for what they are in a way that he cannot, and I'm able to communicate how I thought and felt about it in a way that he cannot, that he can't even match me in terms of direct communication about it. You feel me? Like, and I don't communicate things to try to try to be right. I actually communicate things with hopes that I'm wrong. So I'm a transparent person, because I feel like that's how you avoid shit. You know, I don't like to have to sort through things and figure them out and make them functional on the back end when they should have just been functional. So that's the reason why I communicate. But when it usually intimidates people who are not sensitive people. And I've learned that to be sensitive is to sincerely have a higher sense. There really is a different level of information that you are able to process that people cannot when you have a higher sense. An example, being a sensitive person, I'm able to walk into a room, meet strangers, and know exactly who not to talk to, and know exactly who is pretending to be okay when they are not, and know who is being phony. I pick up on those things. Like, me personally, like, I can feel when people are putting on a facade differently from how they really feel intimately. That's just something that I'm able to pick up on. Some people call it an ability, and I just think that it's one of the many things that comes with having a higher sense. It saves me a lot of the time, because I'm able to navigate throughout situations and circumstances before they play out, because I can already pick up on things as soon as I step in the room. So it is something that I've learned the hard way, that it is actually an advantage So, on the flip side of that, it is very insulting when adults expect people to believe their words over their actions because of that reason. And what I mean by that is, the first level of understanding anything, physically, is actions. So a child may not know how to eloquently communicate or understand something, but a child doesn't have to know anything to know that if another child walks up to that child and pushes him or her, that that was the wrong thing to do. A child doesn't have to have a certain level of book smarts or know a certain amount of words or be able to communicate things like an adult to even experience anything to know when something is wrong. So it baffles me when adults do things with their actions, and then when you interpret that thing for what it is and you say, no, this is where I draw the line, or no, I don't accept that, when that's simply what you're saying back to them, especially me, because I'm a straight shooter, so I'm literally going to be like, no, this is what you did, and this is what I don't accept, we don't have to argue about it. If you're willing to compromise with me, I'm open to it. If you're not willing to compromise with me, then we're on two different pages. That's cool. That has nothing to do with emotions. It has nothing to do with a feeling or feeling sad. It has everything to do with me having a higher sense to be able to see that shit that you just did for what it is and to be straightforward enough to call it out and say that this is what I don't accept. We're on two different pages. So it is insulting when adults who have absolutely no sensitivity insult my intelligence by telling me that my response to what I don't accept from their actions is me being sensitive. Now you're insulting me because you're trying to downplay what you did that I couldn't have done to you by saying that my reaction to what you did was me being sensitive. So we have to understand what the definition of sensitivity is, because when we call people sensitive, we associate it with feeling something. Like, you feel sad, you feel misery about it, you feel the emotions that you feel are like double the amount on steroids. You're like doubly sad, you're doubly bipolar. And it's like, no, I'm sensitive in a sense that I am highly aware of what you're doing, and I'm telling you from the gate that I don't want nothing to do with it. Don't bring that shit over here. It has nothing to do with feeling away at all. So please don't try to make me out to be the crazy person, because you're the phony person who cannot keep up with me in terms of communication or being able to understand things. That makes you the person who maybe needs to be a little bit more sensitive. It doesn't make me somebody who's being sensitive, like it is me being too much of something. So maybe we need to again understand the word sensitivity for what it is, instead of associating it with being... We are confusing sensitivity with being irrational. And those are different things. Those are entirely different things. That's why they're different words. Having a sensitivity to something is it means that you are highly aware of something. To be irrational to something is when you are overreacting to everything. Every emotion that you have is an overreaction. That is not sensitivity. That is being irrational. That is also like a form of bipolar disorder. That's also a form of manic depression. That's an actual thing that has nothing to do with quote unquote sensitivity. So you guys really abuse that word, and you people who are completely insensitive intellectually, you should aspire to be a little bit more sensitive, because it's actually a good thing. And on that note, that's just what I wanted to talk about. I grew up with people telling me I'm being sensitive all the time, As if I should aspire to be dumb. I should aspire to be dumb and insensitive. I should just look at actions and completely not analyze it. And it's like, why would I not analyze something that is happening that affects me? I'm going to analyze anything from anybody in my immediate circumference that can affect me. I'm going to analyze that so that I can decide what I want to do with myself and what I don't want to accept. That has nothing to do with sensitivity in the sense of which you're using it, which has nothing to do with sensitivity. You're actually describing being irrational. And I'm a very logical person. I hear myself talk. I'm a very rational person. So, why do we call a higher sense? Why are we misunderstanding a higher sense for being irrational? And why are we calling sensitivity a bad thing when it is actually a higher sense of knowing and understanding something? It's actually an advantage. It is the only form of information and knowledge that you can have that exceeds common sense. So, a lot of you should aspire to be sensitive instead of just being very simple-minded people. And on that note, well, I'm not going to say you guys. I didn't mean you guys listening, but you get what I'm saying. A lot of people in the world should aspire to be sensitive instead of being so cut and dry. And what you see is what you get. Because as we know it, and especially as you get older, you begin to realize that everything is not as it seems. So I don't know why people even try to play like what you see is what you get. So what's the issue? And it's like, no. I'm just not going to allow you to play me, and I'm not going to just allow anything just to not seem sensitive. Like, fuck you, I don't accept it. And if you don't like that, I don't accept it. Quit doing it. If you're not going to quit doing it, then we're on two different pages. There's nothing for us to go back and forth about. So don't call me sensitive. Just, it is what it is. And, yeah, that's all I want to talk about.